Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ron Paul, running for president, is scheduled to join us sometime in the third hour. He almost always makes his engagements here once a month with us. Occasionally, he reschedules to the next day when Congress is in session. You never know when something's coming up for a vote and our champion gets called away. We're scheduled the next 10 minutes or so to have Congressman Ted Poe, a Texas Republican, joining us about what's happening to Compion and Ramos, the valiant Border Patrol guards who have basically been crucified. So we'll be getting into some of that as well. But again, Congress is in session, so I've learned with these congressmen, you never know when they're going to pop in, whether it's Rangel or Tancredo or you name it, but they generally do a show. So we should get one of them at least today. Last hour for stations that just joined us, I went into this huge BBC hit piece that is coming up Sunday, and I'll get more into that later. But it is shoddy, and it's not going to work. And I just, their tactics have gotten a little more sophisticated, but it's still not going to work. The people know they're being lied to. The people know that scams are being run on them. They know that there's corruption. They know that there's problems. They know there's special interests. They know there's a ruling elite. Humans throughout recorded history have known always of the ruling elites, whether they were good or bad. And the question was it going to be a good elite or a bad elite or in between? But in modern history, they somehow conditioned the general public that no elites exist and there's no power structure and there's no lobbying going on and you shouldn't be concerned about undue influence. Just go to sleep. Go play your golf. Go to the movies. Go to the shopping mall. Go get all the beauty products. Wear all the latest fashions. You know, talk on your cell phone 10 hours a day. Just go be a modern American, be a modern Westerner, and the dollar hasn't been devalued, and the economy isn't in trouble, and the Federal Reserve isn't a scam, and it's great to join the military, and just everything is hunky-dory. Well, everything is not hunky-dory. It is rapidly degenerating, and I am simply here attempting to get the world to listen to the facts and to wake up. And the good news is, in every major poll and every major sampling that's been taken across the planet, the people are waking up. The people worldwide, at great numbers, from Africa to the United States to Asia, are saying no to the vaccines. In some cases, upwards of 60%. All over the world, people now know about the central banking cartels. All over the world, populations now know who their enemy is, the New World Order. All over the world, populations are anti-war and anti-globalization. And so I say to BBC and ABC and Fox and CNN and MSNBC and all of them, your system is not going to work. You are going to fail. Coming up, we're going to get into Dick Cheney urges top manufacturers to help push free trade in Congress. Yes, help jump, you know, help throw your companies if they're still based here off the edge of a cliff. Also, flying the clean skies, this out of Christian Science Monitor, without a viable jet fuel alternative, air travel in 30 years may only be for the wealthy. Again, neo-feudalism. That's what globalization and the carbon tax is all about, is restricting development and movement to freeze out the middle class and create a giant underclass. So we'll break down both of these articles as well when we get back while we're waiting for the congressman to join us. And again, Ron Paul scheduled in the next hour. We'll also be taking phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are jonesreport.com, infowars.net, prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com, and infowars.com. Please put them in your favorites list. Tell your whole email list about them, your MySpace accounts, your message boards. It is you that helps us get the word out. So intensify your efforts. And don't forget the free podcast, all 3 hours of the show, served out free every day. All you've got to do is subscribe. Takes about 10 seconds at InfoWars.com.
Yeah.
year after a year in production.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, 8 minutes, 27 seconds into hour number two. Thank you so much for joining us. Congressman Ron Paul is scheduled in the second hour. We're not sure exactly when. That's standard operating procedure when Congress is in session. Talk about his presidential run and a lot more. Let me get into a subject we covered back on Tuesday, and we've been covering it, of course, a lot longer than that, that Bank of America is issuing credit cards without ID to illegal aliens. Now, what they do is, without an ID, and this was announced by the Associated Press last year, that 800 major lenders were doing this, quote, to help illegals grow roots here so they, quote, can't be deported. And I have Dick Cheney saying similar things today, asking corporations to work with the government to make sure all of this happens. This is what they do. Corporations combined with the government, it's called fascism, to destroy the sovereignty of this nation. But when you hear this piece, listen to Homeland Security say, oh, they don't think it's a problem, and Bank of America says they're complying with the Patriot Act, where they want three forms of ID and the Know Your Customer legislation that was rolled into the Patriot Act for citizens. Now, before this was ever in the Associated Press last year, I have seen it at major banks years ago. I have sat there and watched illegals, and I'm watching carefully while I sit waiting for an hour to try to get some banking done or get something special done or open an account, and I watch the illegal alien, march over, and I watch lines of them, and then they're just no ID, no nothing. They give them big wads of cash, and the bank account is opened. And, quote, if they don't overdraft in a couple months, then they're allowed to have housing loans. That's in the new articles, by the way, L.A. Times and AP in the last 2 days, and Reuters. And they just then let them get on welfare, you name it. And, of course, the federal numbers are out that it's the illegal aliens are the biggest group of welfare cheats out there because they can go have two, three, four identities. Remember, what, 3 years ago I had the head of the Senate from Colorado on, and he did a stunt where he went out in one day and got four different IDs off a matricula card, and he's a white guy from Colorado. So any talk of fighting terror, any talk of the Patriot Act and all the surveillance and tracking everything you do and warrantless wiretaps and data mining of your bank accounts to stop Al-Qaeda, it's all a complete and total fraud. It's a joke. Here's Lou Dobbs, and people are thankful for this piece. I think it's a whitewash. Here it is.
Tonight, an amazing development in banking directly benefiting illegal aliens in this country. Bank of America is now issuing its credit cards to people with no Social Security number who've broken the law and who are in this country illegally. To Bank of America, apparently, they are simply a new market. Kitty Pilgrim reports.
Bank of America has a new target market for credit cards, people without Social Security numbers. Translation, illegal aliens. Bank of America today says the program has nothing to do with illegal aliens and defends the program, saying it's only a pilot program in 51 banks, saying this initiative lets customers build a solid credit history with a leading bank. But the bank only requires a taxpayer identification number, something many illegal aliens have. Something the IRS website says should not be used as identification.
Well, there's no question that the intent of this new policy is to give credit cards to illegal aliens. They're hoping to tap a new market. They're hoping to make some money. So anyone who suggests otherwise is just silly.
The worry is the program aids and abets any illegal alien to stay in the country, establish credit, and put down roots.
This has given very serious concerns to people in the intelligence community about the ability of people, not just in Mexico, but around the world, to forge documents and to be in the country illegally. And many of them could do things other than just work, such as move money illegally on behalf of terrorist organizations.
The Department of Homeland Security today said, "We are not privy to all the details of the program. We will be looking at it very carefully." And added, it facilitates the risk of identity theft, and said money laundering through the program could be entirely possible. Bank of America, when questioned about the identity theft and other security issues, responded that this program was compliant with the Patriot Act, and other sufficient protections were in place.
Now, the bank outright defends the program, saying it's not an immigration question. It's about providing services to the local community. And the bank spokeswoman said she was surprised and disappointed about the strong negative reaction they've been seeing about this plan, saying it's been blown out of proportion. Luke?
Well, is she just some kind of idiot? Why would she expect there not to be a reaction to providing services from the Bank of America to people who do not have Social Security cards, who are in this country illegally? What kind of moron would expect any kind of reaction other than that?
They're clearly in denial, and the reaction that we got was extreme. People are quite upset about the security implications of this.
Kenny, thank you very much. We want you to know that we invited the CEO of Bank of America, Kenneth Lewis, to join us on this broadcast to explain the outrageous policy that his bank has decided to follow and its really silly and outrageous statement in defense of its approach. I wanted to tell him the statement saying the bank isn't marketing to illegal aliens is fundamentally, absolutely, and unequivocally a lie, and that perhaps he would like to talk to the people representing the bank who uttered such lies. Maybe Bank of America should take its own advice here. After all, its slogan is higher standards.
Okay, let's be clear. The first bank to do this, in my knowledge, was 3 years ago. Well, they got an award 3 years ago from Vicente Fox for doing it. That's when I learned of it, that they issue a bank debit card, okay, not a credit card, to anyone And frankly, as long as you're Latin American, it is discriminatory. In fact, I challenge a German. We need to do this. I have so much stuff going on, but we need to have an immigrant, a legal immigrant, go in there and just go, "My name is Hans. I am here to get the account." And nope, you're not going to get one. Okay? And citizens, you can forget it. We're absolute trash. And you watch, the federal government is behind this. It was in the AP last year, what, 3 or 4 months ago, where it had different lenders in there, big bank chairmen going, "Well, we're doing this because there's a big move to force these good people out of America, and this will help them grow roots." That was a quote. That's why you heard that in the CNN piece. They're saying it's to aid people who are felons. It's to help criminals. Because the White House, going back to Clinton, and the current administration has, quote, asked corporations to help the illegal aliens. It's like the big meat packers last year for the big stage demonstration of millions in the streets of America, illegal aliens. Remember, "Oh, you get 2 days off, paid. Oh, we're shutting down the meat plants. You're paid. Just go protest. Oh, we love you." And, I mean, I wrote down a bunch of notes here of just all the lies. They said it's no more than 51 branches. Folks, we've been in 2 Austin branches months ago and told you about this. We just noticed it. Kevin was over there cashing a check somebody gave him. I've seen it. I have an account with these guys. And yes, I'm busy. And yes, I promise I'm going to end my relationship with them. Because, again, they bought a bank I had. They bought my mortgage. They bought everything. And this is going to be selective enforcement. That's how they do it. They talk about it being a new market. They talk about it's just silly to say it's anything but a new market. It was Bank of America a couple of years ago, what, quote, lost 3 million people's account info. It's the banks and big transfers that are causing 80%+ of the identity theft. But the media all tells you, owned by the same cartels, that it's the Internet doing it. And certainly there's some fraud there, but it's tiny. It's tiny. First is the banks and financial institutions and theft inside their systems and sales and scams. Next is the restaurant or the place owned generally by foreigners, as that's, there have been big stings, where you go in and pay with a credit card and they keep a copy of that, they keep that number, and then their cousin in India, their cousin in Iran, their cousin in Nigeria, their cousin in Mexico, or their cousin in New York then steals with it. And the smart ones just take small amounts out of your accounts. Does the media tell you about that? Absolutely not. They just say, "Don't buy on the Internet. It's evil." So that's how they operate. The Bank of America saying this wouldn't be a problem with identity theft. Oh, yeah, you can just walk in and give them any name you want. You get a bank account with no ID, and then with that you get a tax ID number, and then with that you get a credit card. It's just off the charts. And if CNN wanted to, they could have told you about the housing loans, the car loans. They could have had the quotes by bank chairmen about this is to make sure they can stay here and can't be forced out. And you want to see an example of government doing this on another issue that fits into globalization? Fox News, Associated Press. Cheney urges top manufacturers to help push free trade in Congress. It's not free trade. It's further deindustrialization. It's nations having huge tariffs on us and we have none on them. It's paying corporations to leave the U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney on Wednesday urged the nation's top manufacturers to lobby Congress in what he says will be a difficult battle to expand trade promotion authority to President Bush. That's just part of the North American Union, giving up their final authority. The authority, which expires on July 1st, allows the President to negotiate trade agreements that must be considered by Congress on an expedited basis that bars any amendments. That's unconstitutional right there. I think it's going to be a tough fight, Cheney said in a speech to the National Association of Manufacturers. We're strongly supportive of it. It's very important for us to continue to have that authority, but we're going to need help on Capitol Hill. Just like they've given speeches. I mean, folks, you go to a LULAC meeting, you go to their website, it's funded like God's funding it or something. I mean, it's IBM, General Motors, Miller Brewing. I mean, it's just, the streets are paved with gold because it's to bring down the U.S., deindustrialize us, and create sectarian warfare. It's balkanization, divide and conquer. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. The ring of fire.
All right. I know we've got Nick and Nicholas and Robert and Larry and Peter and everybody holding. We're going to get to you in the next segment. I'm just covering important news. So Cheney is telling the manufacturers, pile on, accelerate the globalization, the deindustrialization. You know, don't let the people have their will in Congress. And meanwhile, the BBC's reporting there's no lobbying and no powerful interest trying to stop people's will. You know, it's how they work. And here's one out of Christian Science Monitor. We've told you this. The globalist plan is that you not be able to fly, you not be able to move. They want you isolated to small areas, living at a subsistence level. Total control. Global prison. Prison planet. Global gulag. Global plantation. Flying the clean skies without a viable jet fuel alternative, air travel in 30 years may only be for the wealthy. Just a few decades from now, people may look back at the 21st century both with fondness and horror as the era of cheap airline flight. They may wax nostalgic for the days when visiting distant relatives and taking vacations in exotic locales were easily affordable for the masses. I hope you all enjoy it, folks, what we've done to ourselves. But then, they also may be alarmed at how long it took the world to realize the havoc that unfettered air travel was wreaking on the world's climate. Air traffic's doing absolutely nothing other than the chemtrails some of the aircraft are spewing out behind them. And, again, at Prince Charles, oh, I'm not going to fly as much now. Oh, we'll turn the Eiffel Tower off. Oh, we've got to have a global tax. You won't be able to afford it. At least one travel industry official predicts that in 30 years, long-distance flying will be undertaken only by the wealthy as ticket prices rise dramatically. See, and that's how they want it. They already own the banks. They own the money printers. It's not free market. It's all consolidation. It's stated. I've heard them brag on NPR that we're going to have nothing because we don't deserve it. No, because it controls us. At least one travel industry official predicts that in 30 years, long-distance flying will be undertaken only by the wealthy as ticket prices rise dramatically and the number of flights shrinks proportionally to curb the emissions of greenhouse gases created by air travel. Jet engines burn kerosene, which gives off carbon dioxide. Oh, no, the plants breathe and they put out more oxygen. A leading cause of global warming, see? Airline flights today make up less than 3% of man-made CO2, though they also spew nitrogen oxide, sulfur dioxide, soot, and water vapor that may double their total warming effect on the climate. Now two factors are conspiring to make air travel a hot topic in the global warming debate. If current trends continue, the number of airline tickets sold per year will double to more than 9 billion in 2025, according to a new study by Airport Council International. At the same time, experts see no viable jet fuel alternative to kerosene. While some modest fuel conservation measures can still be taken, more and more people are concluding that fewer flights may be the only way to cut airline emissions significantly. In Britain, a prosperous island country that makes heavy use of air travel, CO2 emissions from flights will surpass those from automobile trips in the next 6 to 8 years, says Alice Bowes, a senior official. And then it goes into how there needs to be a global cut, and that's a global tax. And you'll just have to pay, you know, maybe double your ticket or more to the global government because it hurts the earth. And they have stated that this is their plan. No reality, no basis in reality. This is the way they're going to control us. And it's every conservative, liberal publications, mainstream. It's just hype, 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 hype on top of hype. Bottom line, it's just pull your hair out crazy. There's a lot of other points I can make about this. It's just, there's no end to what these shysters do. Fluorocarbons, we're not eating the ozone hole. DuPont and Dow Chemical's patents ran out. They publicly lobbied to have it banned, and they did. It's all consolidation. It's all about control. I mean, we're not kidding that we're going to have one-child policies. We're not kidding they're going to force vaccines on you. They're already claiming they have the power. This is a hellish world they're building right now. Oh, by the way, under Kyoto, 160-plus third-world nations have to make zero cuts. Again, it's globalization. It's meant to attack the middle class and consolidate, just like you're not going to be able to fly, not going to be able to have a car. We'll be right back. Enjoy your compact cities. Really enjoy them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265. 0265.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Ron Paul is scheduled to pop in sometime in the second hour to talk about his presidential run and what's happening. New legislation to abolish the Federal Reserve he's introduced. There's legislation introduced out in New Mexico to start impeachment. We'll talk about that more later, too. I'm working on getting a clip, because people to ask for it, of Ron Paul talking about this celebration, this worship of government he did last week. Hopefully we'll have that clip to play before he joins us. But let's go ahead and go to your calls. Jeff disagrees. He's the last caller in line, but he jumps ahead. We'll go to Nick, Nicholas, Robert, Larry, Peter, and others in a minute. Jeff, in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Jones. I listen to the show sometimes, and I've heard Troy call in, and I do agree with most of what he has to say. He's definitely got you a couple times.
Oh, yeah. It's easy to say he got me. You don't give the proof. You just say you've won. Hey, good for you, man. That's a really good tactic. That's 2-year-old behavior.
Well, anyway, I happen to own American flags that are made from a plastic material in China, and they're not desecrated as you claim because they're made in a different country. I think the fact that they were made overseas highlights our uniquely American free trade.
The Associated Press, it's great. Isn't China great? The things they do there. The Associated Press did a report showing them sewing the fabric flags, the cotton flags, and it was in one of those slave wages factories. They have over 700 slave factories in China alone where they make the children as young as six work half the day in the factory, the other half in the dormitory. I mean, are you defending the policies of China?
Well, their one-child policy maybe we could learn from, because there's a lot of orphans that are blocking up the the foster system.
Are you putting me on? I mean, is this a joke?
No.
How many children do you have?
One.
And you think there should be a law that we only have one child?
Yes, I mean, can't you already see there's so much traffic, I've called in before.
Let me stop you. You think that's the American way, is to have the government say how many children you can have? You think that's the unique American way?
Well, if we're going to save this planet and we need... too many children are just going to end up costing us more money in social programs, so I don't...
Well, you know, that's the argument. They get us into socialism first, and they say, oh, we're all together, we've got to have rules for everybody because everybody has to pay for everybody else. Do you understand the financial system is set up for control? They can print as much money as they want. They control the economy. Do you understand economics?
Sort of.
Well, you tell me what you disagree with. You've told me that you think these Chinese, American-made, these flags made in China are wonderful, and that they're not desecrated. Okay, fine. That's your opinion. You can have your opinion. Tell me where Troy has defeated me on air.
Well...
Come on, give specifics.
You know what? I guess I'm going to have to correct myself and take that back, because I can't think of a specific point right now, but the support our troops magnets that you talk about. I do have a support our troop magnet, and did you ever stop to think that supporting our troops also means the commander in chief?
Oh, the commander. Tell me about the commander.
Well, I mean, I hear you're about to have Ron Paul on your show, and he does sound like a great guy, but if he were president, I think, I think our national security would be in trouble.
Oh, boy. Wally.
There's, people are forgetting that there are terrorists out there, or so-called Islamo-fascists, that just want to detonate a dirty bomb in a city or have attacks, and we need tough homeland security policies.
Like giving all the illegals bank accounts without any ID. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a different issue, because maybe in some regard we sort of owe it to the people of the hardworking immigrants that are helping our economy, and, you know, they do jobs that we don't do, but...
Your life must be easy. Just anything you're faced with, any type of threat to your freedom, you just accept it and just wallow in it.
I don't know what you mean about that, but, you know, maybe...
Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's okay in every city, in every town of any size, every day, they threaten to take people's children if they don't take vaccines, and they say it's the law when it's not the law, and in many cases they do Shanghai them and take their children? Is that a good thing?
Well, sir, I work as a social worker, and with the vaccine issue, the parents have to understand that it prevents the spread of virus. I mean,
okay, listen to me. Listen to me. I want you to have some logic and use your brain, okay? Please, just for a second, Jeff, there is no law. You're saying it's okay to threaten people and take their children when they haven't broken a law. Is that what you're... Because you know best. You're the nanny state.
If the kids want to go to school, they know it's a law.
It is not a law. It is a directive to the health department to say it's recommended, and then they lie through color of law and say it's the law.
Well, look, if I...
Have you heard about Rick Perry saying people got to take live cancer viruses, and even his own party is saying this isn't going to happen and that there is no law?
Look, it's an HPV vaccine. It prevents girls from getting...
There is no... Listen, so you don't deny that you guys lie and bluff and color of law and terrorize people when there's no law?
What, about the vaccines?
Yes.
Well, on the issue of the vaccines, the vaccines are going to, in the long run, prevent disease. So it's
You should lie and say there's a law when there isn't, because it's the you're helping, you care, you know best, don't you?
Well, if one of these children didn't take the vaccine and went to the school and made all the other kids sick, you see, it's a liability issue.
That's not how it works. Even if you believe that these vaccines work, the other children have taken it, so they're protected. Oh, science. You have a problem with that?
Well, I didn't think of that there, but, I mean, with Ron Paul, he has a less government is better, mindset, and I think in the post 9/11 age, that's a bad thing.
The post 9/11. So you think I'm just lying about 9/11 being an inside job? In fact, let me ask you: do you think I'm lying? Gulf of Tonkin was staged. USS Liberty was staged.
I heard they only said half of Gulf of Tonkin was staged, or that's what I heard. It was only like a small part of it.
No. The Vietnamese did not attack the destroyers. It was a U.S. attack, and they were smart enough not to fire back, knowing they were being lured into war. It's declassified now. Let me guess. Do you believe, because in the past they didn't admit the North American Union, now that they do, people like you are now for it, but before you denied it existed, are you for the North American Union?
What, you mean NAFTA?
No, sir. The Security and Prosperity Partnership, that in their own four-year release documents, is the North American Union, towards a North American integration.
See, the Security Prosperity Partnership, you're leaving out the security part, and I think that's something most...
Oh, yes. Don't make undocumented foreigners show any ID for housing loans or credit cards or bank accounts, but then we all need to be data mined and harassed.
Look, I'm sure the immigrants are going to require ID. Look, it's only in like
you're sure they are?
Texas.
Look, you've called four or five times over the last few months. Now I recognize you because you said you're the social worker. For heaven's sake, Jeff, I know Troy's for real. Are you really for real?
Yes, I mean, I have a best friend that listens to your show, and I, you know, I'm stop over sometimes to visit it. He has you on. But I don't listen every day.
All right, well, let me just go back here, because you are the new man. I mean, you really are. The old man that came across in dangerous sailing ships through storms, the old man that traversed the length and breadth of the continent, the old man that was based in freedom and liberty and strength and honor is, I guess, a dying breed. And the new man is just an individual who can't even put two and two together, who can't think, and who just accepts whatever's crammed down their throat, and it's for a one-child policy. Let me ask you a question. How do you enforce the one-child policy?
Well, I suppose you would have to have... Well, you know what? I haven't researched the one-child policy. You just have a very strict law with a very strict punishment. Or, let's see, I guess people might just get pregnant anyway, so then next logical thing would be to make sure they can't get pregnant.
Sterilization.
Well,
that's been done here to almost 500,000 women, and Margaret Sanger and that whole program went into the mid-1980s until 86 and still is covertly going on.
Wow, it went that far.
Yeah.
Pretty hard to believe.
So there's people like you out there, though. But, I mean, listen, I think you're probably real, because that's how you guys and gals live your life, with screaming families, dragging kids off, cops there, making them sign documents for their own good. I mean, folks, there are armies of people, even if he's real or not, who think just like Jeff.
Well, look, with Ron Paul, there's terrorists out there that are
there's terrorists out there
plotting right now.
Plotting right now, and the border is wide open. Do you believe any of that? I mean, you really? Let me ask you a question. Do you think I'm making up that our government staged terror attacks to blame it on the government of Iran in 1953? Are you saying that isn't real either?
Well, as far as I understand, the UK had an oil interest, and we decided to help out, but it was all in good business of having control over the oil there.
So the end justifies the means. You feel like you're part of the power structure in the system?
Not necessarily. But during the State of the Union, Bush said that he was actually going to get tougher on illegal immigration. And I don't hear you talking about that. He said he would double the size of the Border Patrol.
He's been saying that all along. There's 2,000 less on the southern border now than there were before 2001. Attacks. I mean, you just believe. I mean, let me ask you this question. Do you think the government ever lies? Do you think there's corruption? Do you think there's any problems? Or so we just believe whatever we're told?
Look, there's scattered pockets of dishonest, corrupt people, but they're not working together in some.
How many children do you remove? How many children do you remove out of their homes a month?
Well, in this part of Pennsylvania, close to Philadelphia, you said in a month?
Yeah.
You know what? It's probably only about 50 to 60, I think. Sometimes a little less.
Now, is Pennsylvania like Texas? You get bonuses for reaching a quota?
Oh, there's no quota.
Do you get a bonus? Do you get paid more on your performance of helping children?
Well, it's kind of like a bonus, yeah.
How much money do you make a year?
Well, I've only been, I graduated from college 2 years ago, so I'm fairly new, but about $37,000. So it's to get that extra $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 at the end of the year is pretty nice.
Yeah. If you're for real, I just want you to know, in your life, your precious system will... If there is a God, and I know there is, your precious system will do horrible things to you, and you're probably so brainwashed, you'll be like Winston Smith's neighbor, who in his own family denounces him, and they drag him off to the torture camp. He's thanking them. I appreciate your call. I really appreciate you. You're scum. You're just depths of hell is what that person is. Hell revealed, ladies and gentlemen. Heaven help us. Nick in California, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Happy belated birthday, Alex.
Well, thank you. What'd you think of that guy?
Yeah, I was pretty much yelling in the phone as if I was actually online. And yeah.
Well, what do you want to say to him? What do you want to say to him?
I don't really want to say anything to him. I mean, that's kind of the reason I called, because I'm dealing with people like this. I mean, it's a different issue, but the same sort of, I mean, you know. That's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is how we haven't heard anything from Dianne Feinstein in a while about the gun control, the old assault rifle ban out here. But
well, that's because it is the one issue that's been keeping the Democrats until now out of Congress. It's almost 70% now are against gun control, and so their brainwashing has now been reversed. It's not working anymore. And so they're using regulations, state laws, and lawsuits against gun manufacturers, and mainly Republicans, to do their dirty work. The governor of New York, Pataki, Giuliani, now running for president, because they've learned if they just let the Republicans do it, most of these neocon listeners they're for gun control now. I've had them call in and email me and go, well, you're not reasonable, Alex. I'm an NRA member, and we should compromise, and Bush is good. And
yeah, but I mean, at least you'd expect them not to have a concealed carry permit. Feinstein and Boxer's got one too, but at least Boxer isn't, you know, out.
That's what it's all about. I mean, look at the mob boss son, Mayor Daley in Chicago, going after the Second Amendment. It's because he's a mafia family. I mean, he's an actual family don, and you think dons want the people they feed on, their cattle, to be able to defend themselves?
It's like, you can't get, you cannot get a concealed carry permit in California. I mean, you just can't. Like, it's the same as if I applied for a permit to have a nuclear reactor in my backyard or something. It's about the same chance.
But see, they know best. They're the government. We're going to protect you.
She goes, yeah, if it was up to me, I'd take them all when she was on 60 Minutes. She said, I'd take all the guns. All of them, yeah. Pretty amazing.
But the one that, but the one that she's got.
Now, the best tactic they use, I think, as far as trying to advocate gun control, is that they look at this. There's this place in San Leandro, which is right. It's about 10 minutes away from where I live, called Trader's Gun Store. And apparently, they've sold the most guns that are linked to murders in the U.S. But the funny thing about that is that they don't mention that more than like 80% of those guns are stolen from their original owner, who can then claim innocence based on the fact that they can actually own a gun.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a huge gun shop, and so it's one of the biggest sellers in the country, so they can track it back and say that it's their fault. It's like if...
Well, no, not that it's a big gun shop. It's the only freaking gun shop in the whole Bay Area, which has had, like, 8 million people. I mean, it's really the only gun shop, so everybody comes there. And, of course, where else are they going to get the guns from?
Hey, let the chicken necks have them what they want. Let the gun control come. Let all the yuppies have what they want. It's all going to be taken from them. They'll still love it, though. They love it all.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, the congressman is scheduled for 15 after. I'm going to try to keep him for longer than the customary 20-minute interview coming up. The other one did what they routinely do, rescheduled. But Ron Paul coming up. No, I don't think that caller's a joke, folks. You have to understand. Look at all the evil around you. These are the specially brainwashed, culturally brainwashed, selected individuals. I mean, how could you live falsifying documents, making people sign documents, grabbing children from screaming families?
You just, well, it's good, it's good, it's good. We need to sterilize the women. We need the one child. We need to...
I mean, Dr. Pianca said forced sterilization using a Chinese police state model. He said police state. He said the words police state. And 95% in a hall of over 1,000 people at a major Texas university on audio tape got up and just, oh, yes. And again, it's a very small number, but in the key positions. Just, and to know they're there just makes me so angry. Nicholas, Robert, Larry, others, we're going to get to your calls here in a few minutes. I will play about a five-minute clip of Ron Paul before he joins us. I'm glad we did get that on time. I want to thank those that got that to us of his little talk last week. He gave an even more powerful one today on the floor of the House where he talked about abolishing the Federal Reserve. We'll talk some with him about that as well, depending on how long we have him. But before I end this hour, listen, I didn't plug my videos last hour. I mean, I've been so... hot and heavy on the trail of the New World Order that I haven't even been really plugging my films, and that's wrong, because they're a big part of the solution. First off, PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv is $5.95 a month. If you get a yearly membership instead of a monthly, you get 3 months free, so you pay for 9 months, and you get 12. Its third anniversary is coming up in April. There's thousands of pieces of audio, hundreds and hundreds of videos, all my documentary films, all 15, dozens and dozens of other feature-length films we've been authorized to post, up on PrisonPlanet.tv. It is absolutely an amazing website. Go get your membership for 15 cents a day, and it also funds a lot of what we do here, PrisonPlanet.tv. And it's an incredible activist tool. You can download from low bandwidth to high bandwidth versions, burn them right onto CD or disc, give them to everybody you know. Use PrisonPlanet.tv. If you've had a membership and let it lapse, go get another one. There's so much there. So many special reports, you name it. If you haven't gotten a membership, go get a trial membership, $5.95, PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, if you want hard copies for your library and high-quality digital, the high-quality DVDs with the extras, Terror Storm, as low as $9.95, a history of government-sponsored terror. On top of it, 68 minutes from the historic 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium on 9/11 with the best minds, all crystallized down to 68 minutes. So it's over 3 hours, $9.95 if you get the special. America, Freedom to Fascism, as low as $9.95. Incredible film, got to get it. 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions, Loose Change Second Edition. It's not just my 15 films. It's a bunch of other books and videos that I think are the best out there up on Infowars.com in the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. Or call toll-free. They can answer your questions about the titles, about the different specials, about Inside Job 9/11 T-shirts as low as $9.95. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And if you believe in what we're doing and you want to support us in our fight against the New World Order and everything we do here, then visit Infowars.com today. Get the Alex Jones Everything Special. Get the Everything Else Special. All the other books and films we carry. Support us. That's how you donate. That's how you get behind us, and I'm asking for your help because we've got big plans and things we want to do in the very near future. We'll be right back with the third hour.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Do you know...